Hey, Jakey, we're back. I got them. At your request, I went out and got them.
That's very kind of you.
Yeah, don't let that ever happen again, okay? Let's just remember who runs this show.
So, Tom, Alan. We're here with three guests. Can you
three beer makers.
Can you tell us who they are?
Well, I know the first one here on your right, Ellen, that's really helpful to the visual aid to our listeners, is Jay Crittenden.
Hi, Jay.
Hello.
The fellow in the middle is PJ. I don't know his actual whole name.
Birmingham.
Got to get right up to the mic.
Birmingham like Alabama.
There you go. And then Will.
William Tebow.
William Tebow. Like Tim Tebow. No, I know. Yeah.
Like the other Tebows.
And they are collectively Hudson Brewing Company. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And they are already in the brewing business, Ellen. As you probably know, because you're probably hanging out down there.
I do know. I don't hang out there, but the LB building, which I've been in, I went in to look at the antiques warehouse one day, and I saw all these other businesses kind of in the shadows.
Well, you're going to be quite excited, Ellen, to know that now you can get your growlers filled regularly.
What's a growler?
Oh, stop. Don't pretend you don't know, like you're not getting one filled every night.
I am not.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're a wine drinker. Anyway, how about somebody describe what a growler is?
Well, a growler is...
I knew it would be Jake. I told you, Ellen. Jake is the one who just can't shut up.
It's a 64-ounce glass beer-holding vessel. It's 4 pints of beer, and it's for people that like to drink quite a bit at once.
Oh, you looked like you were about to.
No, he was
something.
Just pointing to Jake to get closer to the mic.
I see.
So the key is you've been brewing beer for a couple of months now?
Well, basically, we've been.
Just pull it right to your face.
We've been brewing beer here.
Up, you got to push it up there.
We've been.
There you go.
We've been brewing beer here since about March, here in the LMB
factory. Okay.
Small test batches. With the licensing process, we didn't want to end up sitting on a whole bunch of extra beer when we made our test batches, so we made a small 10-gallon brewing mechanism to make our test batches. We've been using that since March, like I said, and just last week we brewed 2 of our actual big batches on our new equipment. It's in place. The whole process for both brew days went real well. And
so you say testing. You three are the testers?
We gave our beer to a few other people for some outside opinions.
So it hasn't been actually sold yet?
No, sir. We can't legally sell beer until we finally get the New York State license. It's the last piece in what has been a year-long journey.
Got to really get up on that mic.
Of getting a
license. Don't look at us. Don't bother looking at us. Just talk to that microphone. So you're not selling yet, but the big news is you're going to move into the space next to Relish down at Front Street here in Hudson. And I looked in the other day, and I see there's little handiwork going on there. You guys are busy as beavers in there building something.
Yes,
what is it going to be like exactly? Oh, Ellen, why don't you take the mic so they can't answer?
Because I saw this fellow here moving
that's PJ.
Toward the mic.
Okay, PJ
was moving toward
PJ,
the mic.
PJ, why don't you tell us the answer to that question, please?
Well, the tap room is going to be next to Relish, right across the street from the Amtrak station. We're going to be selling pints and growlers and some local wines, because not everyone likes beer, unfortunately. It's going to be very low-key, very tipping our hat to the old Hudson, the old... ways things used to be.
You mean there's going to be a brothel upstairs?
Yeah, we'll working on that. We'll see. We still don't have our federal license for that yet.
So you're giving a nod to the C.H. Evans Brewing Company.
We have great respect for C.H. Evans. They were the last people to brew beer here in Hudson. We're going to be the first people since Prohibition.
I have a picture of a C.H. Evans truck if you want to copy it and hang it over the bar.
I would like to see it.
So the tap room's going to be our way to instead of selling out of the brewery, which we were originally going to do our tap room over at L&B, and this space came up out of nowhere, and we think it's a much better business type thing to do it there. And it's got, we're on, you know, on South Front Street there where there's tons and tons of traffic, and we have Amtrak, so selling growlers to people going on trains is not a bad idea.
Exactly, and it'll be mainly a weekend business at that spot, right?
Yeah, right now we're planning on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, limited hours.
So those people coming up from the city on Friday night can have their growler handy, grit their growler, go home and get tanked. That's well, kind of, you know.
Makes the train ride a little better, you know.
Yeah. Oh, going down. Yeah, that's even better. Is that legal?
Well, it is legal, actually. Another thing we're planning to do
is...
I've had a few train rides myself, and it's a little more enjoyable with a frosty cold beverage. We are looking into investing in a device called a crowler machine. A crowler is a 32-ounce can that you fill at the tasting room, and then the unit seals it like a regular can. So we can make individually filled to order 32-ounce cans of beer to sell
cool.
on the train.
And you're going to have paper bags big enough, I hope.
We hadn't talked about that. You know, maybe we could get these custom paper
well,
bags.
That's something that we're looking into. It's not something we're doing right away. We are not really sure how that's going to work. But it's a fantastic system. It makes the... You get it's the freshest beer you can possibly get in a can. I mean, it's poured and capped right in front of you, and away you go.
And who doesn't want 2 pints for a 2-hour train ride to sit?
I like my 40s. How about you, Alan?
Is it possible, I mean, is it allowable to drink alcohol on the train? I guess it is.
I think we just had that question, but that's all right.
Oh, all right.
That's all right. That's all right, Alan. Sorry.
Well,
sorry.
we're not just selling
it,
to train people either, Alan. Yeah. We're selling to
That's true.
You know, it's a long walk up Warren Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I asked about the paper bags. I sort of know, but tell our listeners how you got into this aspect of the whole thing. It all began with Will here, right? Sort of?
Well, Will and Jake
together. Will's been brewing longer than all.
Will's been brewing for a long time. Jake.
But I mean, his other other business, right? Wasn't that kind of the inspiration?
Well, he's got this ridiculous business where he makes these amazing beer taps and sells them to people and decided that he wanted to actually make the stuff that comes out of his taps. So we all got together, and Jake was working at a brewery down in Connecticut. And some equipment came up for sale, and it was proposed to the three of us together that, well, why don't we start a brewery here in Hudson? And I had nothing better to do, so I'm like, sure, why not?
That's pretty much it. That's the thing.
So, but the tap business is still thriving?
Yeah. Yeah,
come on.
It's thriving to the point.
Yes, it's thriving.
I'm familiar with a couple of your taps. I just happened to see them around. For example, Spotty Dog has a lovely tap system made of old fire hydrants. Not hydrants. Fire extinguishers.
We saw it fit because it was the old C.H. Evans firehouse.
Oh, they were C.H. Evans extinguishers?
No, the firehouse.
Oh, the firehouse.
Where
Spotty
Dog is
was a firehouse.
Yeah. It was a firehouse at one point in time.
Have you noticed that, Ellen?
It was the C.H. Evans
No, have
firehouse.
You noticed the tap when you're in there?
I have not been in there to notice
they serve wine.
The taps. I plan to go very soon.
I believe you did the William Farmer one too, the new place.
Yes, we have several in town.
So he's got the city tapped out, so to speak. But getting back, but getting back to the current business, so that kind of was a natural lead in to becoming brewers yourselves. You were a home brewer before, Will?
I've been home brewing since 2007.
Yeah,
started as a hobby. You know, there was always thoughts and aspirations of actually owning a brewery, but nothing really came about. You know, it kind of died off for a little while.
And we should mention you guys are tapping, to use that phrase, tapping into this new thing that Governor Cuomo has come up with. Can you explain? I'll leave it to Jake, who knows everything. Get right up in there.
Almost everything, Tom. So, yeah, the license that we're waiting to be approved for is called the Farm Brewer's License, and this is Cuomo's means of increasing agriculture and employment opportunities in the beer industry in general in the state of New York. It will limit the grain and hops that you can use to a certain percentage of local New York State-produced agriculture, hops, and grain. Which we're okay with. It also allows you to immediately start selling pints in an off-site tasting room, which is really what we needed in this license. That was the specific thing we really wanted. Expedited the whole process of being able to get the beer in the public's hands a lot faster.
There you go.
I was told that there used to be a big hops industry in the Hudson Valley, and suddenly they couldn't grow hops for some reason.
Well, there was a fungus that attacked it.
There was a fungus among us.
Yeah, there was a couple things, really, actually, because when Prohibition hit, the hops industry was nearly useless.
You remember that, don't you, Alan?
There are very few.
You're bad.
A joke a minute. That was a joke, you know?
Oh, sorry.
That's what he thought. He thought he was joking.
So, yes, the hops industry in New York State actually was the leader of the nation before Prohibition. There were more hops sold from this state than any state. And after Prohibition, when they pretty much made those crops useless, it's taken some time to come back. That coupled with that, the rot that I mentioned, there was a fungus that came in and attacked a lot of the upstate hops here, and it was hard for them to bounce back. But now I feel that, coupled with this explosion in craft beer interest, and especially in this state with Cuomo encouraging so much agricultural growth, we'll see that get back up into the...
Hey, Jake, given the shirt you're wearing, do I know where you're going to be tonight?
Unfortunately, I couldn't get opening night tickets. I'm going to be seeing the movie on Monday at a matinee.
Oh, wow. You know
and may the force be with you always.
Jake found that funny. Here, Jake, you have questions about beer? You shouldn't, but I bet you do.
I'm all good. I don't have any questions.
That's because, you know, your parents are listening.
Does your beer have a name?
With his fake ID. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna be rolling out with hopefully 5 staple beers, some of which have been named, some which we're still trying to figure out.
They've all been named.
Okay. How about one after Ellen, the Thurston?
The Thirsty Thurston?
That's it. That's what I've always called. You listen to the show. That's what I always call it.
You can name it after my father's roadside stand, Thirsty's Inn. That's what it was called.
Really? We take all suggestions.
There you go.
No guarantees. But no, we have our we had a tasting a couple weeks ago, and we had all 5 of our beers out, and we had about 300 to 400 people down there.
Oh, I don't know.
Something like that. And we got amazing feedback from everybody, and we've got a proprietor's pale ale, which is Willie's amazing concoction, my personal favorite. We've got Jake's amazing double IPA, which, did you name that yet?
Yeah. We just with a little inspiration from a local legend named Jim Walk, I've decided to name a double IPA Shaving a Haircut. It's delicious.
There's a story behind that, but...
yeah, but it'll remain a mystery.
We also have...
Really?
I like Jim Walk. Jim Walk's a great guy.
Who doesn't like Jim?
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We've got a really nice stout. We've got a base stout that is... What are we calling
it? The Tainted Lady.
The Tainted Lady, which, of course, you know, brings us back to the old days here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got another version of that stout, that's a Chipotle... Chipotle Pepper Stout, which is
the Brazen Harlot.
Mm.
We came up with those 4, and also the Firkin Merkin.
Ooh.
Which, if you don't know what it is, don't ask. and that is...
It's a pickle, isn't it? A gherkin? Like a gherkin?
Yeah, just like that, Ellen.
It's just like that.
Yeah, Ellen, we'll go with that.
It's a way to protect your pickle.
And we had a great response at the tasting. Everybody came out, and we had people give us anonymous comments.
Best kind.
Everybody loves beer, and cool. They're all been banging on our door saying, when are we going to get more? When are we going to get more?
And when are you opening the tasting room?
That's still up for grabs. We're hoping, we were hoping New Year's, but it's not going to happen. We're probably going to be mid to late January. Part of the problem with brewing beer is it takes a couple to 3 weeks to actually get the beer to ferment and get them in kegs. So we gave it all away. So now we're brewing up again to get ourselves ready for probably the middle of January. Plus, we're still, you know.
You got the tap system ready? Or is he behind too?
The tap system is no, well, the tap system is being developed.
I know a guy who can build those.
Yeah. Fortunately, we have an in the tap industry. Right. He's a little slow.
Yeah.
Because he's so busy, but what are we going to do?
Well, this is exciting, Ellen. A brewery back in Hudson.
I know. It's really exciting.
You've been excited. You called me this morning. Get those guys on the air. You know what she's hoping for. Free beer.
If anyone listening has old Hudson pictures. We would be interested to see some of those. I'm hoping to maybe do a little decorating in the tasting room with some Prohibition era photographs of old Hudson. So if you had any of those, you can contact us at our Facebook page, Hudson Brewing Company, and our website is hudsonbrew.com.
There you go.
Okay, I'll let you look at the photograph of the C.H. Evans truck.
That's it? That's the only photo you got? Just asking.
It's the only one.
Oh.
Mr. Tebow, you've been very quiet.
That's his modus operandi. A man of few words.
Or with these two, it may be hard to get.
Word and edgewise. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. They can take it.
That's right. We made Will do a lot of the speaking on a promotional video for our Captain's Club that's coming out. So he's decided that he's spoken enough. The Captain's Club is that we're raising money to continue the building of the tap room and for ingredients and more kegs and things like that at the brewery. That will be launching pretty soon on our Facebook page. We've been filming the process of our from day one to day now, and we almost have a finished product. And when we launch this, we're hoping that people will get a kick out of it and throw us some money, and there'll be some special little things in there for whoever does. And
So this isn't for like investors who want to buy your business or anything?
No. This is for people who want to help us out. And want a free T-shirt or a growler or something. There'll be different stages. We haven't solidified anything yet. But you know, people who donate $100 will get something.
Yeah, various prices and gifts. Yeah. That sounds cool.
And we're gonna do that through Facebook, right? Yeah.
Alan, I'm sure you have more questions.
Surprisingly, I do not have any questions. Oh, I do have a question. Wait a minute. You're the Hudson Brewing Company, and there is also the Hudson Chatham Brewery, right?
Chatham Brewing Company.
They're the Chatham Brewing Company.
Oh, I see. But
they've been established for quite a bit of time. Yeah. But they're
maybe I'm thinking of there's a winery called the Hudson Chatham Winery, isn't it? Yeah.
I was just wondering
if you had any trouble getting your name registered with.
No, we did. These guys did a really good job researching and making sure that we could, that the name didn't exist, because there are Hudsons all over the country.
Now, the business model does not necessarily mean you're going to go far beyond Hudson, right? I mean, it's to keep it local and fresh and all that kind of thing, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
the idea is to really be a local brewery.
Right.
Our brewing system's relatively small right now.
Because I think a lot of people might wonder, you know, everybody seems to be getting their own local brewery these days. I just read, I think, another one coming up somewhere on the river. I forget which town, maybe Beacon or someplace like that. Or does Beacon have one already, do you know?
Beacon does, yeah.
Yeah. So the point is, these aren't going to be all competing, really. It's just like yours will be very local. You're not going to like can it and sell it or bottle it and sell it that way, are you?
No, we'll be self-distributing at first just to local restaurants, specifically in the city.
Yeah.
Mainly we want to sell out of the tasting room. So our plan is to open up and see how well that goes. And if we can keep up with a demand enough to sell it at local restaurants, that's where we'll begin. As far as package stores go, liquor stores and distribution of that nature, that's on the distant horizon.
We're not afraid of expanding. Uh-huh. Just we want to get our product down and see where we want to go. The beers are good. I mean, we all love them. We're quality control, so.
There you go. Well, Jake, I'm sure you can't wait till you're 21.
like any 16-year-old.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Yeah. He's just making that clear for you, Dad. He has no interest in beer at this point in his life. So, we've been talking to the Three Musketeers of the Hudson Brewing Company, Jake, Will, and PJ, and they will soon be opening their tasting room on Front Street. What number of Front Street is that?
It's 60 South Front Street.
60 South Front Street, right across from the train station.
Directly across the train station.
It's right next to Relish.
Right next to our great friend Dan at Relish.
It has Relish. Its own crosswalk.
It has its own crosswalk.
Wow, that's interesting, Ellen. That's great, because, you know, is it well marked? Good. So you mean that those trucks coming down there won't run you over?
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful, especially if you've had a couple growlers. Anyway, thank you for coming in, gentlemen. We have a little bit more show here to go, and I thought Jake would take the whole time, but I'm glad he didn't. But thanks for coming in. And
only when you come to the bar.
Yeah, we wish you great luck. Right, Alan? Don't we?
Absolutely.
And guys, thank you for your time. That was fantastic. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
And we hope to have you back when you can tell us how great everything's going.
Well, next time we come back, we'll bring you some beer. Right?
Yeah.
How's that?
We're not allowed to drink it in this room.
No liquids in this studio.
Yeah. Over in that room, we can get sloshed. So that'll be fun. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you guys very
Bye.
Much.
Thank you.